How important is it to have a spiritual sheikh, and how do you find one? Well, I'm assuming that the person has already assumed the answer is it's important, and that's why they're asking, how do you find one? It's the reason why having a spiritual sheikh is important, if you can find a spiritual sheikh, is that we generally find it very difficult to have any kind of discipline in our spirituality without some kind of supervision. To do it alone is very difficult because our nafs always overcomes us. So if we don't have somebody who we can relate to, who we can report to as such, or help us ask questions and take some guidance from, then we will say, okay, we'll do it, and we end up not doing it. Then our salat suffers, our entire deen suffers, we get into sins and all of these other problems that occur. If you have a spiritual sheikh who you are listening to the specific guidance that they're providing, you are reporting back to them to tell them that I am doing these this regimen of dhikr that they've given you, right? Then it's just easier. If I have to do a number of things without having to report to somebody, then eventually what's going to happen is that I'll do it for a short while, and then after that, because there's no supervision, it's just me, myself, and I stop doing it. When it's to do with somebody else, and I have a feeling of guilt, I have to respond, you know, to report to somebody, right? They may ask me. That's the whole point of this interaction. It's just like if you're studying physics or whatever, you could study at home, you could just get all the books, but how many people in the among humanity are such that they have so much discipline that they could study a specific subject to a high level, right, without having any kind of guidance or instruction or supervision? Most of us come to universities and other places to get that kind of supervision and guidance. That's why, how do you find one? You basically find somebody who's willing to take the bay'ah, who has other students, who you can trust in terms of their taqwa, their practice, and how they've been able to maybe help others. And then you ask them, can you help me? And then you have to have, the main thing is that you have to have communication with them. It's no point taking a prescription from a doctor and then walking around with that prescription in your pocket, right? From the best doctor in town, and then you walk around with that prescription, don't do anything. Of course, the work is going to have to be done by you, but at least you've got somebody that can help you and assist you.